weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with a high of 41. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 22 and foggy tonight, mainly clear. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. I am Felix Johnson. The Kansas Board of Regents has earmarked $16.5 million from the Kansas State Treasury to turn 500,000 square feet of obsolete buildings on university campuses into rubble. There are nearly 40 state university buildings tagged for demolition that could lead to $250 million saved and avoidance of repairs with roofing, electrical, plumbing, heating, cooling, and other systems that deteriorate over time. Kansas lawmakers have approved budget legislation providing $10 million to university demolition projects in each of the past two fiscal years. The Board of Regents has requested $10 million for this singular upcoming fiscal year. In other news, the Nenasco Veterinary Service and Hutch said on social media that a client was severely bitten on the arm after picking up a farm cat that they eventually brought to them, and 2 days later, the vet says the results came back that the cat was positive for rabies. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to say goodbye to 2023 and hello to a brand new 2024 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Same fair pricing with new incentives to ensure you get a great deal. And the same great staff here to make your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you've created a better way to buy, more of the same is the name of the game. Come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
A federal proposal is raising concern with nursing homes across the United States, including the ones here in Kansas. The proposed staffing mandate is meant to help provide better patient care, but many organizations would fail to meet the requirements due to the shortage of nurses. Casey Breidenthal, the vice president of operations for Comfort Care Homes in Wichita, spoke with 12 News.
You cannot regulate a huge nursing home in New York City with thousands of patients the same that you'll regulate a 40-person, you know, nursing home in a tiny small-town Kansas community. It's a great idea in theory to have more staff to give better care to residents and less strain on the nursing, on nurses.
The mandate requires more than a half hour of care from a registered nurse, nearly 3 hours of care from a nurse's aide, and a registered nurse to be on-site 24-7. Breidenthal also says that this gets difficult in smaller communities.
Yes, we always are needing more staff, and there are other communities, especially in smaller rural towns, that are really in crisis and are having a hard time with keeping their doors open because of staffing.
Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. At their city council meeting earlier this week, the city of Woodsonia says that they have officially submitted their application to be part of the Good Life community in the state of Nebraska.
This made our Good Life application to the state of Nebraska to form a Good Life district yesterday. And we're excited to, take the initial steps on the project.
That is Director of Development and Partner Mitch Holland on Central News Nebraska, where they submitted their application for a near $550 million redevelopment project for the community. They say the project would include a 400 plus acres of mixed use development area that would include a blend of residential, commercial, retail, sports, recreation, and entertainment components, where they say it could potentially draw in over 300,000 out of state visitors each year. They say if approved, the project would be located just north part of the town surrounding the historic Veterans Cemetery and Veterans Home. Nebraska, Mid-American Network News.
Clarence First Council Casino and Resort is the place to be on New Year's Eve. Ring in 2024 to the sound of winning. Beginning at 12:15, 7 Clarence First Council Casino and Resort is giving away $2,024 every hour. And the party is just getting started. When the clock strikes midnight, one lucky player will win 20 grand in cash. Earn entries with your 7 Clan Players Club card and win. Ring in the new year with the sweet sounds of jackpots. 7 Clans First Council Casino and Resort. The winners play Highway 77 in Newkirk.
Ho, ho, ho. Toppers Plus Truck and RV has gift ideas for the truck owner on your Christmas list. Toppers Plus is Wichita's exclusive Lear dealer for truck caps and tonneaus. Plus, we're your authorized Rhino Linings dealer, the leader in sprayed-on truck bed liners. Ride to Grandma's house in style this season with new floor mats by WeatherTech. You'll find stocking stuffers and gift certificates for the truck enthusiasts on your list at 333 Northwest Street in Wichita or ToppersPlusKS.com.
Make the truck work for you!
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. County offices will be closed through Monday. Staff will be in the building Friday for year-end closeout at the courthouse, but offices and services to the public will not be available. Reopening planned Tuesday, January 2nd. Marysville City Council met Wednesday and approved a $14,000 study of water and sewer rates with a goal of establishing a more sufficient capital outlay program for improvements and better fund water and sewer projects through usage fees as opposed to sales tax funding. On a related track, approval was given to pursue a state grant for up to $1.4 million toward the lagoon project upgrade, which is being done. It's understood the funding is available retroactively and may be funded at a reduced amount to the request, pending limited funds available. Mayor Todd Fry has spoken with a developer who has expressed interest in exploring options for the Kester Block and could relieve the city of landlord responsibilities and further development of currently vacant space on the upper floors. Fry urged transparency with any conversations and asked for and received council consent that he and the city administrator further the conversation. Discussion included the potential for updating restrooms in the city park. The matter was referred to Parks and Recreation for consideration and may be a candidate for Pony Up Match Day funding as a future fundraising option. Council also discussed the option of moving forward in exploring grant and or historic tax credit funding for the WPA chapel in the city cemetery, which is currently used for storage. Mayoral appointments were approved, including Curtis Spicer to the Airport Advisory Committee, Valerie Prell, Debbie Henderson, and Shannon Borgman to the Cemetery Board. For Convention and Tourism, April Spicer and Woody Wallstrom to second terms, as well as Danny Ackerman and Kelsey Smith. Jeff Christ to the Kester Block Advisory Board. And for Fire Chief Don Ballman, Deputy Chief Joe Pilsel, and Assistant Chief Alex Rumbeck. Blue Rapids Community Action Team has been awarded a Kansas Department of Commerce Strategic Economic Expansion and Development Grant in the amount of $12,000 to be used for community vibrancy, food and retail expansion, and public libraries. Through the grant, the committee is looking at assisting Riverside Market with a new freezer and cooler, shelves for the city library, and new city welcome banners. Seneca City Council is continuing pursuit of outdoor fitness courts, with 70% of the projected $205,000 total cost currently funded, including city match of $50,000 in grants from Blue Cross Blue Shield, and $40,000 in private local contributions, leaving a balance of $60,000 to be funded. A location near the aquatic park is suggested for the facility, which will include outdoor exercise fixtures developed by the National Fitness Campaign for all ages and skill levels for strength and agility training. 22nd Judicial District Chief Judge John Weingart has been reappointed through 2025, and will continue serving Marshall, Nemaha, Brown, and Donovan counties as one of 29 chief judges reappointed by the Kansas Supreme Court. Kansas Department of Transportation is urging safe and sober driving practices this New Year's Eve, reminding folks to make arrangements before heading out for any activities with alcohol involved. Washington County Saddle Club has announced their annual rodeo is scheduled June 14th and 15th, and the Hanover Days of 49 will be July 4th, 5th, and 6th.
He, Joyce Johnson, age 91, of Frankfort, passed away December 25th.
Celebration of Life Service Saturday, 10:30 at the Salem Lutheran Church, southwest of Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Haddon Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Joyce Johnson. Marilyn L. Petrie, age 89, of Centralia, passed away December 26th. Celebration of Life Service, Wednesday, January 3rd, 11 a.m. at Centralia Community Church West. Interment in the Centralia Cemetery, Popkins Mortuary of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Marilyn Petrie.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Where do you turn when the unexpected happens? You may wonder what's next. Who do I call? What should I do? We at Christy Anders and Anders Fifely Funeral Homes are here to assist by providing support and personal services while helping create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved one. We're proud to offer affordable, personalized packages to fit any budget. You can find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us in Waterville at Christy Anders Funeral Home or in Riley at Anders Fifely Funeral Home.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny today with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Staying mostly clear overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 20s. Mostly sunny into Saturday with our highs in the upper 30s and upper 40s. Then partly cloudy throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper teens and mid 20s. Sunny but cooler into Sunday with our highs in the mid 20s and mid 30s. Then partly cloudy skies into Sunday night with our lows in the single digits and upper teens. Sunshine into Monday with our highs in the upper 20s and mid 30s, then staying clear throughout Monday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Staying mostly sunny into Tuesday with our highs in the mid 30s and mid 40s, and partly cloudy skies into Tuesday night with our lows in the upper teens and mid 20s. Still staying partly sunny into Wednesday with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s, and partly cloudy skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper teens and mid 20s. Conditions still staying drier throughout Thursday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late December, 40, record high on this date 69, the average low 20 and the record low 10 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:46, sunset this evening at 5:12.
Can you remember your New Year's resolution from last year? It's all about the short shelf life of our good intentions today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, December 29th, the 363rd day of the year. Actors John Voight, Ted Danson, and Jude Law were all born on this day. Here's some sobering news about New Year's resolutions. People who study such things say that you probably won't maintain a resolution more than a few months. Researchers have found that at least a quarter of us will have broken our resolution by the first week of January, and more than half will have forgotten it by mid-year. Still, it's better to have a goal than none at all. Resolvers are 10 times more likely to attain goals than non-resolvers. The best advice? Keep your goals realistic and achievable. It's better to revise them upward later than be discouraged by early failure. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day online at almanac.com.
Serving up something special to ring in the new year, the Wagon Wheel in Marysville will have lobster and sirloin dinners, 2 for $60, including dessert and champagne, December 31st from 5 until 9. No midnight kiss, come and party anyway, as a limited menu, including prime rib, will be served along with kids' menu available. Come join and celebrate the wonder of the new year with the Wagon Wheel.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. College basketball back underway with some of the holidays as we get into 2024 here in just a few days, with the number 2 Kansas Jayhawks back underway with tip-off against the Wichita State Shockers tomorrow on Saturday, with tip-off at 3 p.m. It's been a week since the Jayhawks have been in action after Friday's game last week before the Christmas holiday, as they took on Yale, winning 75-60. Kansas is at home for their first two games here before heading on the road with their game tomorrow in Manhattan against Wichita State. Next Saturday, they're taking on TCU on Saturday again at home with tip-off at 1 p.m. before heading on the road against UCF. For Kansas State fans, you have to wait just a little bit longer with their first game back after the holidays on Tuesday next week for 2024, as they're back at home in Lawrence to take on Chicago State. They wrapped up their 2023 season against Wichita State, winning 69-60 on Thursday before Christmas. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
It starts with you. You reach out to Kate News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Kate News, always on your side.
If you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, it's time for you to call Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience, their licensed staff is eager to help in any way. Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas, 620-532-1887. And when you're ready for that auction and need to sell those tractors, trailers, combines, trucks, or construction equipment for top dollar, look no further than Amber Waves Auction. Amber Waves Auction and Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. Online at AmberWavesAuction.com.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Whether it's applied in a cornfield or the nation's dairy barns, precision technology is reshaping the ag industry for the better. Hosting Association USA's Bob Severa.
From genomic technology to robotic milking systems, electronic identification tags to activity monitors, innovation is everywhere in the dairy business today. Progress made over the past decade has been remarkable. Just ask Dr. Jason Osterstock. He's vice president of precision animal health for Zoetis.
It's hard to anticipate where we are today. I think one of the things for me as a scientist, the way we thought we would utilize the technology in 2010, it's completely different than how we're leveraging it today.
And that's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
The Wildcats, the Wolfpack. It's the Pop-Tarts Bowl, live from Camping World Stadium in Orlando, Florida.
There's the snap to him. He retreats, throws it over the middle, wide open, is getting... Good snap from Plattner, and K-State will fake it and run. Bloomer to the 40, to the 45, to midfield, to the 45, to the 42. Oh, my, what a play by the Wildcats. Fakes to throw, runs to the 10, to the 5, to the goal line, to the touchdown mark. Touchdown, Wildcats. There's the snap, and Armstrong to throw. Hammered. He is hit and dropped by B.J. Payne. Back to throw, Armstrong into the middle. That throw is intercepted. It's picked off by Jacob Parrish, and the Wildcats have knocked off NC State, our final 28-19.
The Kansas State Wildcats, the 2023 Pop-Tarts Bowl champions.
The Jayhawks,
The Runnin' Rebels. It's the Guaranteed Rate Bowl, live from Chase Field in Phoenix, Arizona.
Bean claps his hands from the gun, fakes a handoff to high shot, wide open. He's got a man. It's Luke Grimm. Touchdown, Kansas. Home run ball over the top. Grimm's got it at the 25-yard line. It's a home run hit at Chase Field.
Ayava wrestled and throws low. Is it picked off? Yes. Intercepted. Craig Young's got it. Here goes LJ down the left sideline. Cuts it back at the 25-20. He's going. Lawrence Arnold to the end zone.
The final 3 seconds strip off the clock, and you can rock. Chalk it up. The Jayhawks win. The first bowl victory in 15 years for the Kansas Jayhawks.
The Kansas Jayhawks, the 2023 Guaranteed Rate Bowl champion.
You, the Jayhawk listeners all across Jayhawk Nation, deserve this.
Brent Tindall has people pulling in his driveway just about every weekend. They're looking for something, but can't quite seem to locate it. Luckily, they find a man willing not only to share the story, but help them see what is no longer there. It's part of our Best of 2023 series, and is next on the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
It's been over 50 years now since a B-52 carrying two thermonuclear bombs, 250 times more powerful than the device dropped on Hiroshima, crashed in a farm field rented by the Tindall family near the small town of Thayer, North Carolina. The military dug a huge hole for many months in an effort to recover one of the nuclear warheads that was buried deep in the earth. Today, many of the documents about the incident have been declassified, and it's believed the recovery of the uranium and plutonium core was successful. But Brent Tindall, who farmed land for many years, says the landlord is restricted on what he can do with that property.
Mr. Davis and them always told us there was an easement. I think 800 feet circumference from where the bomb is can never be dug so many feet, maybe 4 to 5 feet deep. I don't even think you could ever build out here. I'm not sure because I didn't own it. Don't know all the details of it.
Brent says the crash happened just before he was born, but he was always around the story in a sense.
I found a lot of parts out here over my years farming, just little pieces of camouflage metal, stuff like that.
To find a roadside marker about 3 miles up the road. However, many people somehow learn that it is this field, right next to Brent's home, where the crash and that powerful nuclear bomb was buried.
They come out, they ride by, they slow down, they turn around, or either they get out and walk out here. Some of them walk to that spot, and I watch them from the house on the binoculars and get a laugh out of it.
Brent says he should have sold T-shirts and hot dogs each weekend because he would have earned more money than farming. But the fact people are still fascinated by the story doesn't bother him.
People come to my house all the time and pull up and say, I hate to bother you. I said, you're here for the bomb, right? Yep.
It's a piece of history that lives on through the farmer who once tilled this field. Traveling the countryside in Thayer, North Carolina, I'm Andrew McCray.
It's not in a horse's nature to be cooped up in a stall all day long. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. There's something wrong with a horse that is constantly walking around his stall as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
You can often tell a horse's mood just by watching it in the stall. Horses that are bored or nervous can't be still. They consistently walk circles or pace back and forth to expend energy and calm themselves. This is called stall walking, and it's a hard habit to break. Carrie Williams is the equine extension specialist with Rutgers Equine Science Center in New Jersey. She says constant stall walking is hard on the horse's legs. The hooves may wear unevenly, and it can develop joint and tendon problems from walking very small circles and tight turns. The constant action can also be detrimental to the stall.
If you don't have a concrete floor with mats, they could run ruts in the base of the stall. It doesn't matter how hard the ground is tamped, but if it's not a concrete base, they could destroy the bottoms of the stalls. You can go through an awful lot of bedding that way, because typically with these sorts of horses, you have to strip the stall daily just to put in clean, fresh bedding, and they just destroy it every day.
Once stall walking starts, it's hard to stop. Williams says there are some things you can try to decrease the behavior, such as giving horses toys.
Hang things like milk jugs, or they have, you know, scented apples and things you can hang from the ceiling. Any of those little jolly balls with the handles, something that they could play with. Also providing more hay, something that they can eat instead of chewing on the walls. They will probably stop walking if they actually have something to eat.
If you can, turn the horse out more often so it can exercise and work off pent-up energy. Williams says if all else fails, give it a buddy. Perhaps a goat or a miniature horse will calm the animal's nerves and give it somebody to play with. Learn more about quieting a stall walker at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
Take it through.
Breaking out planting expectations for corn and soybeans this next year, today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Today, Dan Bossi offers an educated guess on what corn and soybean growers will be putting in the ground this spring. He's president of Ag Resource Company, a risk management and advisory service based in Chicago.
We are forecasting today corn acres at around 90.5 million acres. Soybean acres, I need more of them because of renewable diesel at 87. There's a $7 advantage today for planting soybeans over corn. So we're thinking there's going to be more soybean acres, but I want to caution you. This was a survey we did back in October. I'm worried that the fall has been so good, and there's still nitrogen being put down across places in the plains in the Western Corn Belt. So I may have to adjust my corn acres up and my soybean acres down based on the favorable fall weather, because once I got farmers working, they kept working and doing what they were doing.
While Bossi expects corn and soybeans to bring modest profits next year, he believes beef and poultry producers could have a good year in 24.
The bullishness may not be in grains unless we have a weather problem, but we definitely see it in the protein side of our plate.
Bossi gave the keynote at a recent convention of the American Seed Trade Association. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Midwest Land and Home will hold a land auction Friday, January 12th, 10 a.m. at the Beatty Community Center. Up for auction will be 320 acres of quality Marshall County land sold in two tracts. Both tracts are prime cropland known for production year in and year out with exceptional recreational opportunities and a small portion of CRP. Tracts are located 2 miles north of Beatty on Granite Road. Excellent opportunity for the avid hunter as the area is known for producing trophy white-tailed deer and other wildlife. All Midwest Land and Home auctions offer a state-of-the-art online bidding platform. Online bids open Friday, December 29th, and deadline to register to be an online bidder is 12 p.m. Wednesday, January 10th. For information or to view this exceptional property, go to MidwestLandAndHome.com or contact listing broker Jeff Denkenbring at 785-562-8386. When you want the best, trust Midwest.
The Mormon Church has sparked some backlash from Nebraska farmers. Good Friday. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, the Mormon Church has sparked some backlash from local farmers after snapping up about 370,000 acres of prime ranch land in Nebraska. The Utah-based religious organization now owns at least $2 billion worth of agricultural terrain across the country. It now owns an estimated $134 million worth of agricultural land in Nebraska and is on track to surpass CNN founder Ted Turner as the single largest landowner in the country. Nebraska Farmers Union President John Henson told news outlets that the land grab was artificially driving up land prices and forcing out local farmers. He says, quote, "It's not fair competition when folks
bring in that much outside money and bid against local farmers and ranchers. They'll become the number one landowner in the state if they continue buying this spree at the current rate. And it's not just Nebraska's. The church is likely the largest landowner in Florida after buying almost 383,000 acres of timberland. Next, we had some time to sit down with USDA's Gary Crawford as he explained the 2023 growing season provided some remarkable results.
2023 certainly brought us some surprises along the agricultural way. USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer says among those surprises,
overall crop yields pretty darn good for corn and soybeans, for instance, on a crop that didn't really have all that favorable of growing conditions.
In fact, at harvest time, one Iowa corn grower told us,
it's remarkable the yields that we're pulling out given the limited rainfall we had.
And of course, Seth Meyer says, despite some very hot, very dry weather over much of the country,
we had crops and yields just slightly below trend, just a little bit below trend. Below trend, yes, but just a little bit below trend. But given the farmers' response to the demands for corn early on, we had a record large corn crop.
15.2 billion bushels, truly remarkable. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news, only through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Hey farmers, after doing business with Kaufman Seeds for over 25 years, I find that Kaufman Seeds gives you some great seed choices for your farming operation. Like Kaufman Seeds Corn 117-23. It's a new 117-day RM hybrid. Consistent high-performing yield history for over 30 years. And is an excellent choice for irrigated land. Order it now and you'll receive an early order discount.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2833. 36 Kaufman C.
What exactly does it mean to strive? To us, it's the only real way to achieve. To strive is to be driven, to put yourself out there, far from safe spaces and comfort zones, to take all the right risks and fearlessly embrace change, seeking to accomplish what others call impossible. Strive. A bold visionary banking mindset backed by the experience and responsive resources to help accomplish your impossible.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Should you sell crops and cash the check in December? There are a lot of options, but it also depends on your net income and your tax situation. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Farmers are assessing their net income going into December and deciding if this year is likely to be better than next or vice versa. The numbers will help with year-end tax strategies. Sean Williamson is a CPA with the Fick, Eggemeyer, and Williamson firm in St. Louis, Missouri. He says if you've had a great year, you might accelerate expenses and defer revenue. But don't sit on your December checks, because a check in hand is revenue, regardless if you cash it this month or in January.
You have a check dated December 2nd and it somehow doesn't get deposited until January, the IRS is going to be awfully suspicious that you didn't really have that check in hand until January. The grain elevators, they can say, oh yeah, we mailed that check out November 29th. That could get an IRS agent agitated if they find that you've been holding checks with the purposes of deferring the revenue into the following year.
If you're losing money, Williamson recommends reversing the strategy. In this case, accelerate revenue and defer expenses.
You might say, why would I ever accelerate revenue? Well, you might do that to make a banker happy and also to smooth out your revenue. So if you're losing $100,000 in a given year, if you have the option of moving $50,000 or $60,000 back into December and showing a $40,000, $50,000 loss instead of a $100,000 loss.
He says another reason not to show a huge loss is that losses over $100,000 tend to invite IRS audits. I'm Jody Henke. Find more year-end tax timing tips at agriculture.com.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
The Mormon Church has sparked some backlash from Nebraska farmers. Good Friday. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, the Mormon Church has sparked some backlash from local farmers after snapping up about 370,000 acres of prime ranch land in Nebraska. The Utah-based religious organization now owns at least $2 billion worth of agricultural terrain across the country. It now owns an estimated $134 million worth of agricultural land in Nebraska and is on track to surpass CNN founder Ted Turner as the single largest landowner in the country. Nebraska Farmers Union President John Henson told news outlets that the land grab was artificially driving up land prices and forcing out local farmers. He says, quote, "It's not fair competition when folks bring in that much outside money and bid against local farmers and ranchers. They'll become the number one landowner in the state if they continue buying this spree at the current rate. And it's not just Nebraska. The church is likely the largest landowner in Florida after buying almost 383,000 acres of timberland. Next, we had some time to sit down with USDA's Gary Crawford as he explained the 2023 growing season provided some remarkable results.
2023 certainly brought us some surprises along the agricultural way. USDA chief economist Seth Meyer says among those surprises,
overall crop yields pretty darn good for corn and soybeans, for instance, on a crop that didn't really have all that favorable of growing conditions.
In fact, at harvest time, one Iowa corn grower told us,
"It's remarkable the yields that we're pulling out given the limited rainfall we had."
And of course, Seth Meyer says, despite some very hot, very dry weather over much of the country,
"We had crops and yields just slightly below trend, just a little bit below trend. Below trend, yes, but just a little bit below trend. But given the farmers' response to the demands for corn early on, we had a record large corn crop."
15.2 billion bushels, truly remarkable. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news, only through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Hey farmers, after doing business with Kauffman Seeds for over 25 years, I find that Kauffman Seeds gives you some great seed choices for your farming operation. Like Kauffman Seeds Corn 117-23. It's a new 117-day RM hybrid. Consistent high-performing yield history for over 30 years. And is an excellent choice for irrigated land. Order it now and you'll receive an early order discount.
This is Dustin at Kauffman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2822. Kauffman Seed.
What exactly does it mean to strive? To us, it's the only real way to achieve. To strive is to be driven, to put yourself out there, far from safe spaces and comfort zones, to take all the right risks and fearlessly embrace change, seeking to accomplish what others call impossible. Strive, a bold visionary banking mindset backed by the experience and responsive resources to help accomplish your impossible.
If you're in the ag business, you need a financial partner that understands it. We have years of ag business experience, but we make an extra effort to get to know your operation. We make all our loan decisions locally and even offer on-farm visits to learn your business firsthand. We know ag business, your business. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. K-State continues to spend time researching topics important to Kansas and agriculture producers. Director of Research for K-State Research and Extension, Jane Hsu, discusses a little bit of work that has been done at Kansas State University. She talks about the value of collaboration in research for the university and Kansans.
On the ground, collaboration across the university, I think, is at an all-time high, and it's only going to get better. Both from the president's office, and he sees the value of research, and particularly, I think, a guy that comes from a research background and an agriculture background, he sees what that can do not only for the university, but also for the people that we serve all across the state. And this is an agricultural state, and we are serving all the people of the state, so that collaboration across agriculture, across vet medicine, across biology, across, you know, our social sciences, our business folks, all the way across the university, and really looking at how what we do at K-State impacts people's lives.
Hsu explains one of the institutes that was established at K-State to support a necessity.
The new water institute that's, you know, for the whole state of Kansas, that's bringing in, you know, folks in at KU and folks in the state, folks in the Department of Water, you know, across the entire state to work on using the resources that we have, the people, the networks that we have to look at water in all the different ways that we're going to need to. Because it's not going to be one silver bullet that's going to fix the needs that we have. You know, it's all the way from people that are looking at how do we put just the right amount of water, where we want it, when we want it, how do we get water that we don't want, you know, out of our fields? How do we make sure that the quality of water that we have in our municipal cities is good, high quality to drinking water as well?
There's research that Hsu is especially interested in for 2024.
I think other kind of areas that I'm really excited about is value-added agriculture, and particularly in food. And whether we're talking about human food, plant and animal, so dairy is coming online, and that's a great and growing area. The opportunity for K-State with some of their new facilities to really be responsive to folks in animal agriculture, folks in plant agriculture as well, in some of those facilities being at a level that the students that are coming through and that we're training are going to be really useful as they get out into industry as well.
That was Director of Research for K-State Research and Extension, Jane Hsu, on work that has or will be taking place at the university to benefit agriculture and its people. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fuel at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
KNDY.
Yeah.
beside partner, it's my day. Bend an ear and listen to my version.
Of a really solid Tennessee excursion.
Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga choo-choo?
Yes, yes, right, 29.
Boy, you can give me a shine.
Can you afford to board the Chattanooga choo-choo?
I've got my fare
and just a trifle to spare.
You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blow and eight to the bar, then you'll know that Tennessee is not very far.
Shovel all the coal in, gotta keep it rolling.
Woo woo, Chattanooga, there you are.
There's gonna be a certain party at the station.
Satin legs
I used to call funny face. She's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roam.
So Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
get aboard.
depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
Country music, just the way you remember it. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.
ABC News, I'm Michelle.